Well, thank you very much. It's good to be with you again.
谢谢大家, 我很高兴能够与你们在一起。
And I thank you for those of you who are praying for us and supporting us in our ministry.
我也感谢你们为我的事工祷告的。
Just recently returned from Japan.
我最近刚刚从日本回来。
And for the very first time, I left the airport in Narita.
第一次到纽约的飞机场。
Usually I'm going on to Beijing or Singapore or somewhere else, so it was nice to be in Japan.
我以前都是到新加坡或者是其他地方，很高兴这次能够去日本。
Had a good week of ministry teaching a group of young people the Gospel of Mark.
我有一个礼拜跟年轻人一起教导他们有关马可福音。
Ministering the past two Sundays in Japanese churches.
在两个礼拜 在日本的教会里面教导。
And the Lord gave me also opportunities on buses, shuttle buses to and from the airport to witness to some Japanese businessmen.
神给我有这个机会在从飞机场的交通车里面向日本的商人做见证。
One Buddhist man who told me he's been reading the Bible.
有一个信佛教的，他告诉他在念圣经。
And we're now writing emails, and I told him if he has any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer those for him.
所以我们现在彼此用电子邮件交通，我跟他讲有问题的话可以问。
It's wonderful how if we just take a first step and begin a conversation, God often opens doors and gives us a chance to share our faith in Christ.
所以很奇妙的，我们只要先去第一步，打开门。 神就会让我们能够继续的有交通。
Well, this afternoon we're going to continue our study in the book of Philippians.
今天下午我们继续来学习腓立比书。
And we've arrived at Philippians chapter 3. I bet you thought we'd never get here.
我们已经开始读到第三章，我相信你们觉得我们太慢，好像一直到不了。
You'll notice in your bulletin that there's an outline which is for the message.
你们的节目单上有今天的信息的大纲。
I've actually decided to just do the first part today, and I'll be back in a few weeks' time, and we'll do the second half of the sermon then.
我现在决定我今天只讲前面两大段，其他的等几个礼拜以后回来的时候再讲。
Is that okay?
这样好不好?
It's such a nice day, and I thought I don't want to keep you here longer than I need to.
哇，今天天气那么好，我希望不要把你们关在这里太久。
No, really, I just thought by splitting the message in two, we could slow it down and go a little bit more in depth.
其实我是认为，假如我们把这段讲道变成两段。
Well, it was many years ago that I was in Bible school in Germany.
在很多年以前，我是在德国的这个查经班。
We had a teacher come from Austria who taught us principles of Christian leadership from the book of Nehemiah.
我们有一个老师是从奥地利来的。 他来教导这个主日学的老师们用的是耶利米的那一本书。I
remember this teacher well.
我对这个老师印象很深。He
really impressed me because this guy could do everything.
他让我很佩服，他可以做任何事，他都可以做。He
was a man of God, a great teacher and preacher of the word.
他是神的仆人，他是一个很好的。 讲道的跟教的,
he would pick up the guitar and play and sing, and he had a beautiful voice.
他可以拿起吉他来就可以弹，也有很好的声音。
As he told stories about his life, I discovered all sorts of things.
当他说到他自己本人的事情的时候，我发现了很多事。
He was basically a mountain man, and he would lead mountaineering expeditions up into the mountains of Austria.
他是一个住在山上的人，他带了很多爬山的人到这个奥地利的山上。He
was an expert ski guide.
他是一个很好的导游。
For a season, he even coached the Canadian downhill ski team.
他还教导了这个加拿大的这个滑雪的人。
He was a race car driver for a while in Canada.
他以前在加拿大曾经开过赛车的。
This guy was a man's man.
这是一个男人中的男人。
And I was just in awe of this guy.
我感到很惊讶。
And so when he talked about leadership, I began to pay attention.
当他谈到领导的时候,
我要仔细地听。 And one of the things he said is, if you want to accomplish anything in life, always remember these three principles.
他说, 假如你要在你的生命中有所成就的话, 你要记下, 记住下面三件事。
He said the first thing, always have a goal.
第一个, 永远有一个目标。
Secondly, be willing to sacrifice anything that gets in the way of that goal.
第二点, 你宁愿牺牲所有的来达成这个目的。
Third, he said, be sincere and believe in yourself.
第三点, 说你一定要很诚心, 然后对你自己有自信。
Good principles.
这很好的原则。
Always have a goal.
永远有一个目标。
Be willing to sacrifice anything that gets in the way of that goal.
宁愿牺牲所有的来达到这个目标。
Be sincere and believe that you can do it, that you have what it takes.
很诚恳地相信你自信。
Well, we all set goals for ourselves in life, don't we?
我们是不是每个人都对自己的生命有目的？
Sometimes we do it consciously, often we do it subconsciously.
有的时候我们是有意的，有的时候我们是无意的。
We set careers for ourselves in terms of education and in our career.
我们为了我们的职业, 我们去接受教育。
We set financial goals for ourselves.
我们为我们自己也设立了在财务方面的目标。
Any of us who have ever accomplished anything in music or in sports know the importance of establishing goals.
任何人假如要在音乐或者运动方面有成就, 他一定了解怎么样设立成立目标。You
can't just play the piano like Jason does without a lot of practice and a lot of commitment.
你不会能够像Jason那样弹钢琴弹得好, 假如你不常常练习的话。And
of course, we also set goals for ourselves in the area of relationships.
我们也在我们人际关系方面有设立了目标。Now,
goals are good.
目标是好的。
They give our lives direction and purpose.
它给我们的生命有一个方向，也有一个目的。
I remember I was sitting on the train one time in Germany many years ago, and I saw a sign that was on the train.
很多年以前我在德国坐火车，看到车上有一个标语。
And in German it said, "Wer kein Ziel hat, kann auch keines erreichen." You don't need to translate that.
I'm glad.
And loosely translated, it goes like this. If you don't have a goal, you'll probably end up somewhere else.
对，大概的意思是说， 你假如你没有正确的目标， 你可能会到别的地方去。
And so we know the importance of goals, and we value goals.
所以我们知道目标是很重要的， 而且我们也很重视。
But how many of us take time to set goals for our spiritual lives?
有多少人我们花时间为我们灵命方面建立了目标？
Well, I want to suggest this afternoon that we take these three principles and we use them as an outline for understanding what the Apostle Paul says to us here in Philippians chapter 3.
我希望我们今天下午用这几个原则来学习使徒保罗在
We're going to take these three principles with one very important adaptation.
我们把这三个原则把它应用很重要的应用在这经节上。
And we're going to look at these over the next 2 weeks.
我们在下面两个礼拜我们来实习。
Or at least today and the next time that I'm with you.
至少在这一次一直到我下次再来。Now
the first principle is this, always have a goal.
第一个原则是总要有一个目标。
And again, I want to ask you, have you established goals for yourself for your life as a Christian.
我现在要你为你自己是基督徒设立的目标。
How am I going to use my life as a follower of Jesus Christ?
我怎么样在我的生命中做一个跟随主耶稣基督的人？
How will I invest my life?
我怎么样在我的生命上投资？
When I was running a Bible school in Germany many years ago,
在很多年以前，我在德国有这个主日学。
At the beginning of each new course, I would have the students write a short paper which we called the purpose paper.
在刚一开始的时候，我叫每一个学生都写一篇文章，这是有关目的方面的。
And what I wanted to do in this purpose paper was to establish goals for the next 6 months.
让他们为下面的六个月设立他们的目标。
How am I going to use or invest myself here at Bible school?
我怎么样今天在这里学圣经的时候来投资？
What do I expect God to do in my life over these next 6 months?
我怎么样希望神在这下面六个月在我身上做什么事？
And we can ask ourselves similar questions.
我们也可以问我们自己同样的问题。
How will you invest your life?
我们怎么样使用我们的生命？
In the things of this world,
在这个世界上的事，
or for eternity and those things that really matter.
或者是那最重要的，在永生方面。
Well, let's consider the example of the Apostle Paul.
我们来看一看使徒保罗的榜样。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, he says this, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以在腓立比第三章十四节说，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Well, what goal was that that he was pressing towards in following Jesus Christ?
当他向着标杆直跑跟随耶稣的时候，他的目标是什么？
I think there's three aspects to Paul's life goal that are spelled out for us here in verses 10 and 11.
在十节跟十一节这里面，保罗告诉我们有关他这个设立目标的三件事情。
And it's these verses that we want to focus on this morning.
这两节经节是今天我们要注意的。
He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
The first aspect of his goal is this.
第一件有关他的目标是，
He says, I want to know Christ.
说我要认识基督。
Now notice what he doesn't say.
我们看一看他没有说什么。
He doesn't say, I want to know more information about Jesus Christ.
他没有说我要知道有关基督耶稣基督更多的知识。
He says, I want to know Christ.
他说我要认识基督。
J.I. Packer in his excellent book, Knowing God, points out a crucial difference for us.
在那个 Packer 他写的那本很有名的书说认识神里面，他把这个我们做得很好的分析。
He says a little knowledge of God is worth much more than a great deal of knowledge about God.
他说假如我们对神有一点点的认识，要远超过我们对神的知识的多。
He goes on to say that one can know a great deal about God without much knowledge of Him.
我们可以知道很多有关神的知识，可是并不认识神。
In other words, theology and doctrine are no substitute for a personal, vibrant relationship with the living Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话说，不管教义也好，可是神学也好，永远不能够代替我们自己跟神亲密的关系。
Paul says, I want to know Jesus in a personal and experiential way.
所以保罗这里说，他要从他的经验上来经历耶稣基督。
I may have used this illustration before, forgive me if it sounds familiar.
我可能用过下面这个比喻以前，请你们原谅一下，我再用一次。
But I want you to imagine that this morning, that instead of preaching from the scripture, I decided to tell you about my father.
比方说，假如我今天早上不跟你们讲道，我只是花点时间跟你们讲有关我父亲的事。
His name is Gilbert Stuart Countryman.
他的名字叫做 Stuart Countryman.
He lives in Florida.
他住在佛罗里达州。
And I could tell you when he was born.
我可以告诉你他什么时候生的。
What his childhood was like.
他的童年生活是怎么样。
His sports and hobbies.
他的嗜好跟他的运动。
Could tell you how he met my mother and when they were married.
他什么时候遇到我的母亲，他们什么时候结婚。
I could tell you about my relationship with my father growing up.
我可以告诉你我在成长过程中跟我父亲的关系。
And imagine that that's the message this morning, and afterwards, several of you come and you find me.
假如这是我今天的信息，讲完以后，你们有些人会过来找我。
And you say, oh, that was so interesting. Can you come back and tell us more about your father?
他说啊，那很有兴趣，能不能回来再告诉我们有关你父亲更多？
I'd say, I'd be glad to. I'd love to talk about my father.
他说我一定会来，我特别喜欢谈我的父亲。
And so I do that, and you begin to take notes.
所以我就继续讲，你们开始记笔记。
And you memorize all kinds of information and dates.
你记住很多的是日期跟很多的消息。
And some of you say, you know, we really ought to be recording these talks about your father so we can listen to them in the car as we drive to work.
有人说，我们真是应该把你讲有关你父亲的事情，我们把它录下来。叫我们开车上班的时候也可以听。
And someone comes up with the idea of starting a school.
有些人有另外一个意见，他说我们可以开一个学校。
And people come together and you have me speak and I tell you more about my father and you take more notes and we even give exams.
很多人都来，我们继续讲有关你父亲的事情，我们甚至还可以考试。
And at the end, you know, you may pass the exam and you may have a perfect mark.
最后你可能通过这考试有很好的满分。
But there's one thing that you would never have.
可是有一件事情你永远不会有。
That I have.
而是我有的。
And that is a personal experiential relationship with my father.
就是我亲身经历的我父亲。
You wouldn't have that because you've never met him.
你不可能有，因为从来没有遇见过他。
Maybe someday I'll bring him along with me.
也许有一天我会带他来。
He used to help teach Chinese students at the University of Pennsylvania. He used to help them teach learn English, and so he would love to come if he's visiting sometime.
他以前曾经在宾州大学教这个中国学生，所以他可能很喜欢来。
And then I won't be able to use this illustration anymore.
那以后就不可以再用这个比喻了。
But you get the point.
你知道我的意思吗？
It's possible to know a whole lot about someone or something.
你可以对某些事情，对某些人知道很多。
Without a personal experiential knowledge of that person.
你不会有你本身亲身经历的认识。
Paul says, I want to know Christ.
所以保罗说，我要认识基督。
I want to develop a deep and personal and growing relationship with the living Lord Jesus Christ.
我要为我们活生生的基督建立一个很亲密的关系。
And I want to suggest that this ought to be the first and greatest goal of our lives as well.
我想建议这应该是我们的生命中一个重要的目标。
So Paul says first, that's my goal, to know Christ.
所以保罗说，首先我要认识基督。
But second, he says, I want to experience his resurrection power, his resurrection life.
So, 我要晓得他复活大能。
In other words, he says, I want to experience his power of being made alive, of being raised up from the dead.
就是能够把他从死里面复活，重新让他生出来那个大的能力。
What's he talking about?
他说的是什么？
Well, he's talking about the power of the risen, living Lord Jesus Christ being released in our lives.
他所说的就是怎么样从我们的生命中把耶稣基督从死里复活的生命释放出来。
Now, this is a good church.
这个很好的教会,
and you've studied the scriptures.
你们学习圣经,
and I bet if I were to you know, give you a quiz or a little ask, you know, do a survey this morning.
假如我今天给你们一个小的测验或者调查一些意见,
and if I were to ask you, do you believe that Jesus is alive?
我问你, 你信不信基督在是活着?
You would say absolutely.
你会说绝对的。
You see, we all believe that Jesus is alive.
我们都相信耶稣是活的。
But often we've missed the truth that His being alive means that He wants to live His life in and through us.
可是我们经常忽略的一件事情就是说，说我们说基督是活的，而是说基督要在我们身体上借着我们的生命活。
So that His resurrection provides power for our lives and our ministries.
所以这样子，他复活的大能可以把我们的生命，把我们的事工有能力。
A power that will help us keep focused on knowing Christ.
给我们一个能力能够集中在认识基督上面。
A power that will give us victory over sin and bad habits.
给我们一个能力，我们可以克服我们的罪，克服我们的坏习惯。
A power that will enable us to love our neighbors.
给我们一个力量能够去爱我们的邻居。
Even those who persecute us.
虽然那个人并不好。
A power for ministry, enabling and equipping us to fulfill the tasks that the Lord gives to us.
他的能力来装备我们, 能够让我们成,
and Paul says, this is my goal too.
保罗说,
I want to lay hold of this power of the resurrection.
他要得着这个复活的大能。
Brothers and sisters, this can be our goal as well.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这也可以做我们的目标。
To stay connected to the source of effective power.
所以我们要跟有效的能力的来源一起有关联。
The power of the resurrection.
这就是复活的大能。
I brought something with me this morning.
我今天带了这个。
I think you can all see what this is. I found the biggest one I could.
我想你们可以看得到这是什么。 我找到一个最大的
For those who maybe can't see, it's a light bulb.
假如你还没有看不清，这是个电灯泡。
And it's really a remarkable piece of engineering when you think about it.
这其实是一个很奇妙的 工程所发现的。
And it looks to be complete. It's not burnt out. And
看起来是完整的，还没有烧坏。
And yet it's not producing light.
但是没有光，没有声光。
It's designed correctly.
它设计的是正确的。
Its purpose, its function is to produce light.
它的目标是要发光。
And yet that's not happening.
可它现在没有发。
Why is that?
为什么?
Well, it's not connected to the source of effective power.
它没有跟有效的力量这个接在一起。
So we'd have to put this into a socket.
所以我们要把它转到那个里面去,
plug that into a wall.
然后插到电,
and pretty soon there would be so much light and energy and heat, I wouldn't be able to hold it like this.
很快的,这个会有很热,有力量, 我就没有办法地拿到手上。
But apart from that energy source, this light isn't functioning as it was intended to function.
所以假如离开那个能源的话，这个就不能够成为他应该承担的目标。
You see, this is a picture of many Christians.
这就好像很多基督徒的一个形象。
Wonderfully designed.
很奇妙的设计的很奇妙。
To shine forth with bright energy the light of Jesus Christ into this world.
为了要把耶稣基督的在这个世界上照光。
And yet too often we're trying to do things on our own and we're not plugged into the source of power, of effective energy.
但是我们经常只是靠我们自己的力量去做，没有跟那个有效力量的来源连接在一起。
This is what Paul is saying.
这就是保罗所说的。
I want to stay connected to the source.
我要跟这个发源要连接在一起。
I want to know that power of the resurrection, that electricity of Jesus' resurrection life flowing through me and my ministry.
我要让主耶稣基督复活的大能就好像电力一样从我的身上发出去。
So I can be an effective light in this dark world.
所以我可以在这黑暗的世界里面有效的发光。
So he says, I want to know Christ.
这是我要晓得基督。
And I want to know the power of the resurrection.
我要知道复活的大能。
But then Paul says something else.
然后保罗又说一件事。
He goes on in verse 10 and into verse 11 to say, and I want to know or to share in his sufferings and even his death.
从第十节后面他说，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
I want to know the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
就是我要知道他的受苦效法他死，目的是我也可以从死里复活。
Now why in the world does he say this?
为什么他这样说？
Who puts that as a goal?
哪一个人愿意把这个作为他的目标？
Imagine at the beginning of the new year, you're making a new year's resolution. This year I would like to suffer.
就想象你在一年开始的时候，你要下决心说，我今年我立志要受苦。
So why does Paul say, yes, I want to share in the sufferings of Christ, even his death?
为什么保罗说我要效法他的死受苦？
Well, I believed he'd learned an important lesson that brothers and sisters is important for us as well.
我相信保罗他学习到一个很宝贵的功课，很重要的，这也是对我们来说很重要的一个功课。
And it's this, that suffering is the school where we learn to trust in Christ.
也就是说，唯有在受苦的地方，我们可以怎么样学习来信靠基督。
You see, when we suffer, we quickly come to the end of ourselves.
当我们受苦的时候，我们很快的就已经没有能力支持了。
We quickly come to the end of our resources.
我们很快的就用尽了我们自己的力量。
We quickly come to the end of our ability to cope with everything that's going on.
我们很快的就用尽了我们能够适应我们环境的一切。
We begin to rely on Christ.
所以我们开始要依靠基督。
We begin to experience that power of His resurrection life.
我们才开始来亲身经历复活的大能。
We all want to know power and the power of his resurrection life.
我们都希望能够有他复活的大能。
But what do you need to have before you can have a resurrection?
你需要有什么才能够复活呢？
There needs to be a death.
必须要先死。
And I think that's why we read here becoming like him in his death.
这里就是我们所念的效法他的死。
You see, Paul realizes that he has to die to himself.
保罗知道发觉他要先自己死。
His resources, his efforts.
他自己的能力，他自己的资源。
And that's the way so many of us are trying to live the Christian life, having become a follower of Jesus, we're trying to live the Christian life now through our own effort.
就很多我们基督徒虽然说我们是跟随耶稣基督的，可是我们只是靠我们自己的力量。
And Paul realizes that the process to embracing this resurrection life is the process of dying to self.
保罗发现这一个能够拥抱复活的这个过程是先要自己死。
We have to die to the old life in order to receive the new.
我们先要从我们旧的生命里面死，才能够在新的生命里面活。
I actually am sharing with you today my life verses.
我今天跟你们所分享的是我这生命中最宝贵的经节。
So if you sense some passion, it's because these verses have become so precious to me.
你们假如感觉到我今天讲的非常的有热烈热情的话，你知道，因为这些经节对我是很重要的。
Philippians 3:10 and 11, as well as Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
腓立比书3章10节跟11节, 跟加拉太书2章20节.
And it's that verse I want to consider right now.
我现在就给你们念。
Where Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ.
保罗说, 我已与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer I who live.
如今活着的不再是我。
What's Paul saying?
保罗这里说什么?
He's saying, I've died to myself.
他说我自己已经死了。
It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
活着的已经不再是我。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
那么我如今在肉身活着, 是因信神儿子的而活。
Faith is how we stay connected to the source of effective power.
信心帮助我们跟能力的来源可以连接在一起。
And so he says, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
所以他说是因信神的儿子而活, 他是爱我, 为我舍己。
So Paul says, I'm ready and I'm willing to share in the sufferings, yes, even the death of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说, 我已经准备好了, 我愿意分享, 我愿意为主耶稣基督而死。
Because more of his resurrection life and power will be released in and through me.
因为这样的话，会有更多的主耶稣基督复活的大能从我的身上发出去。
Brothers and sisters, I grew up in a church much like this.
弟兄姐妹们，我在生长的过程中，在教会里就好像这个教会一样。In
fact, when we sing these hymns, boy, does that bring back the memories for me?
所以当我们唱诗歌的时候，带回来很多的回忆。
A sunbeam, a sunbeam. You know, I remember singing that as a little boy growing up in the church. A great church, but the message that I heard was that I have to try to be a good Christian.
我那时候听到的信息是说我一定要努力做一个好的基督徒。
And here's the two lists that you get.
这里有两个单子。
The one is, these are the things you must do.
右边的这个是你必须要做的。
And these are the things you dare not do.
左边这个是你绝对不能做的。
If you're going to be a good Christian.
假如你要做一个好的基督徒。
And so I tried to do these things and not do these things.
所以我尽可能的是做这些而不去做那一些。
But you see what the problem is with that?
你知道这个问题在哪里呢?
It's insidious because it sounds so good.
因为这个是很啰嗦的，可是也是很好的。
The problem is it's me trying to do something for God.
这问题是我自己想着要为神做一些事。
Instead of taking these lists and saying, Lord, I can't do that. I'm not good enough.
我应该是把这个拿去跟神说，神啊，这些事我做不到。
And Lord, I know I shouldn't be doing these things, but those are the very things that I find myself wanting to do.
说那些我不能做的，可是我发现我自己在做。
Sounds like the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7, doesn't it?
就好像使徒保罗的罗马书第六章，对不对？
The things I ought to be doing, I don't do, and the things I shouldn't be doing, I find myself doing.
这是我应该做的，我不去做；不应该做的，反而去做。
Because we so often try to live out of the flesh.
Because 我们常常要靠着肉体而活。
What we need to do is put that flesh to death.
我们是要把我们的肉体致死。
And to say, I can't.
跟神讲我不能做。
God never said I could.
神从来没说过我可以。
But he can.
但神可以。
And he always said he would.
他永远会说他是可以。
And so Paul says, yeah, I want to know his suffering.
所以保罗说我要知道他的受苦。
I want to come to the end of myself.
我自己也在我的生命中学习。
So that more of his life will be released in me.
这样子他的生命更多从我身上释放出来。
In short, what is Paul's goal?
简短的来讲，保罗的目标是什么？
He says, I want to know Christ.
我要认识基督。
I want to make Christ known.
我要让基督也被别人认识。
Who would ever think that some middle-aged white guy from Minnesota would be able to share Christ with a Japanese businessman?
谁会想到一个中年的白人能够跟日本的商人分享基督？
I don't know Japanese.
我一句话日本话都不会讲。
I don't know the language. I don't know the culture.
我不了解他们语言，不了解他们的文化。
I don't know that much about Buddhism.
我不了解佛教。
But I can say, Lord Jesus, here I am.
可是我可以说，主耶稣，我在这里。
If you want to use me today, I'm available.
你只要用我，今天用我，我愿意。
And I'll turn to the man next to me and say, Hi, how are you?
我就跟隔壁人说，嗨，你好吗？
Or, Ohayou gozaimasu.
或者是早安。
And find out that he's reading the Bible.
发现他实在是他在念圣经。
And have the opportunity of saying, I know that story. It's about Jesus, and I'd love to tell you more about him.
我跟他讲，我说我知道这个故事，这是有关基督耶稣的故事，我可以告诉你更多。
You see, that's not Scott Countryman.
那个并不是 Scott Countryman.
That's just Jesus Christ working through somebody who's saying, Here I am, I'm available.
那就是主耶稣基督。利用那个说我在这里我愿意的人做的。
So maybe this is a goal for each of us as well.
也许这是我们每一个人所应该有的目标。
To know Christ.
认识基督。
And to make him known.
让基督被别人认识。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. May God add his blessing to his word to us today.
但愿神靠着他的话语来祝福。
谢谢。
谢谢。ございます。